very interesting question that Tosafot raises about a case when the following happens. We know that on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yal V'Yavo at Shachris and Mincha, you are Chozer. If you forget it in Marv, you're not Chozer. We saw this. Why? Because the Eid Mekachin at the Chodesh Balayla. Okay, let's leave aside the Marv case for a second. But you forgot it, Mincha, you'd be Chozer. So now let's talk about a simple Tashlumin case. We know that if you forget Mincha, you do Tashlumin and Marv, you dive in two Marvs. Okay, that's the case when you forgot Mincha in total. What if you forgot Mincha? You didn't forget Mincha in total, you forgot Yal V'Yavo. But you only remember Motzei Rosh Chodesh. So now what are we going to tell you? Well, you weren't Yotzei Mincha, right? We would have made you, had you remembered before Shkia, we would have told you to say Shmoneh Esrei again. So now, what are we going to tell you? So therefore, say a Tashlumin for Marv. But think, but I already said Shmoneh Esrei without Yal V'Yavo. If I say a Tashlumin after Marv, what's the Shmoneh Esrei going to consist of? A Shmoneh Esrei without Yal V'Yavo. Right? So you're going, what purpose could possibly be served by saying the same words that I said 4 hours ago? I'm not adding anything. Everyone see the question? Everyone got that? Don't forget, when I do a Tashlumin, I don't do it according to the time period I missed. I do it reflecting what's happening now. If I do a Tashlumin for missed Mincha and Erev Shabbos, I do two Shabbos Amidas.
Right.
If I do a Tashlumin for Shabbos Mincha I missed, I do two Motzi Shabbos Amidas. So you could say here, yeah, there'd be no purpose. Yet, there's still Rishonim who think I do go back. Now we touch on something crucial. Okay, let's see here. Tavlo Baal Mincha. Everyone see the big Tosafot? Tavlo Baal Mincha Be'er Shabbat. Tavlo Baal Mincha Be'er Shabbat Mipel Avit Shtayim. What do I do when I dive in the two Arvits? Dehainu Shomotzi Shabbat Umavla B'Rishona. Kat Rabbi Yehuda Im Ta'avlo Hiskir Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha. So Rabbi Yehuda, what Baal Tosafot says, let's say I forgot Rosh Chodesh B'Mincha. Lo Yid Palal Od Balayla. Of course I shouldn't dive in a Tashlumen at night. Why? D'Lama Yid Palal Od. What could I possibly accomplish by doing so? Hari kvar hit palel kol tefilat ha-mincha mibod yom levad Rosh Chodesh. Shlo iskir. I've done it. I've already said namida, only lacking Rosh Chodesh. Im kein, here Tosafot says it very nicely, ein marviach klum. What's ein marviach klum? There's no gain, right? In modern Hebrews, right? Revach, profit, gain. Ein marviach klum. I don't gain anything. Im yachzar v'yipel b'motz Rosh Chodesh. Hari lo yaskir o tefilat Rosh Chodesh. I'm not going to be able to sneak in Yav Yavo when it's now no Rosh Chodesh anymore. No longer Rosh Chodesh. V'yurchet kvar palel. And I've already davened. Damn, got it? So Rabbi Yehuda and the Tosafot says there's no purpose to doing it whatsoever. In that case, there would be no Tashlumin. I already fulfilled the mitzvah. And I didn't fulfill, sorry. I already did everything I could do now. There's nothing more I could add. Okay. The lo dami, now here's something interesting coming up. Lo dami la damar. It's not like what we have over here. What do we have over here? Tav lo pal mincha b'shabbat min pal arvit b'chol shtayim. Pir shel chol. And you might say it's the same thing. I can't make up. Remember here? Why do you say the same thing about the Motzi Shabbos case? I can't make up what I missed because I can't make up a Shabbos amida. So he says, no, it's not like that. Okay. Mishum shelo hit pal el klal. Because what's our Gemara's case? I didn't daven at all. Imkin yarviach tefilat yudcher kishba motzei shabbat. Avo pishelo yizkir shabbat. I haven't seen that. You can't see I'm not gaining anything, right? I have a missing amida, so I'm going to plug in a missing amida. It's true. I won't be able to say the Shabbos theme anymore, but there was a missing amida which I now have accomplished. But that's not like here. There's no missing amida. There was only a missing Rosh Yav Yavo. I haven't got the difference again. He wants to say the motzei Shabbos is not like this. If I'm missing an amida, so then I need to fill in an amida. Granted, it's not the same amida, but I fill in an amida. But here I'm not missing an amida. I'm missing Yav Yavo, so tashlumin would be pointless. Yes.
But if you're going to say that on Rosh Chodesh itself, you would have had to go back. That means that you would do anything.
Yeah, fair. We're hanging there in a second. Very good. You got it exactly right. Hold off 1 second. We're going to see a classic Hakira. Okay, you would hit the nail on the head. We'll be there in 1 second. V'im Tomar. Now, Tosa is still attacking the Shabbos example. Wait. V'alohu mitpal yoter mimashu chayev lipalel. It's still not good because... What's the problem? Halohu mitpal yoter mimashu chayev lipalel. What's happening in the Motzi Shabbos example? He's done much more. He was missing an Amidah of 7 brachot. And here he's plugging in this Amidah of 18, 19 brachot. Why is that okay? See, something very, very interesting we learned before. This fits with the Bavli. Bekach ein lachush. That's not reason for concern. Shegam b'shabbat hayadin shipal ko yurchet. Rak shelo hitzrichu mifnei ha-torach. Interesting, right? Remember we saw that guy's on Chafalos? What does he want to say? You have to realize one thing. The long amida is really not far into Shabbos. It's true, we choose not to, but it's not a foreign concept. Very interesting that Tosa brings that in. Once that's true, it's a good tashlumin. Okay, you're not going to say the same Amidah you were going to say, but what you're doing is not foreign to the structure. Okay. Nimtza shemar viach kol tefilato. So there's real benefit there, right? You're getting a missing tefila. Avok sheta v'lo iskir shorosh chodesh kvarit balil im kein lo yarviach klum itbala b'motzi rosh chodesh. Okay, everyone good? V'hu dinami, same law. Im itbala b'mincha b'shabes yudchet shleimot. Let's say on Shabbos you davened, you made a mistake. Right? Shabbos afternoon mincha, you just forget what it's doing. You naturally say the whole weekday amida. V'lo hiskir shel Shabbat, and you forgot Shabbos. Nira d'lamotzi Shabbat lo yipel shtayim. Okay, this is all one argument. Ever got it? Tosa's main argument is you already did the Amidah. You can't. The only thing you're missing is Yalv Yavo. Therefore, it's pointless to do a Tashlumin that would lack Yalv Yavo. Tosa argues is not like the Shabbos example. When I miss Mincha on Shabbos, I am missing an Amidah, and this makes up the missing Amidah. What would be a Shabbos example parallel? If I said Amidah Shabbos Mincha, but forgot to mention that it's Shabbos, that would be parallel to this case. Haven't got sheet the first sheet in the Tosa?
Maybe whole davening on Shabbos.
Mincha, right. Shabbos, that would be exact same. Meaning, if you had told me on Shabbos afternoon, I would say, go back and daven as Shabbos Amidah. But if you only realize Motzi Shabbos, what would we say to you? Well, what would be the point? You're going to do another Amidah? That Amidah is just going to exactly resemble the Amidah you did 3 hours ago. What could possibly be gained? Ah. Now, Yehudi, you're going to be happy. Okay?
Yes.
Umiyu. Rav Alpha Slow Mashmaken. Have in the riff? It does not sound this way. What does it sound like in the riff? Dafilu Hecha de Eno Marviach Klum. Rather, what does the riff say? Even a snare where? In theory, there's no new gain. I'm not adding an element that I have not yet taken care of. Matsrich lit palel pamacheret. Nevertheless, I need to daven again. Now, what we're going to do is proof later. I'm going to run out of time. We'll do it on Sunday. But, and maybe you guys will look at it after we finish here because we have some time. But what does he want to say? The riff doesn't hold that. So now comes an interesting question. We know what the logic of day one in Tosfos is, i.e., you already said the Amidah, you can't, you're missing Yalv Yavo, so what's the point? What's the logic of the riff? So look at the formulation in Chachmei Provence. I just have to remember, did I put this on the sheet or did I just give it to you in the back? Where does the Rush quote Chachmei Let's see, where's the rush?
Oh, it's
I don't remember now where I put it. I think it's just in the sheet. Oh, wait. Where's... Oh, there it is, sorry. Okay, there's the sheet that has, on the one hand, it has the tzlach, looking like this, and the grach, and the times of the We can go to the rush. You guys are going to see a great part now.
We're in the rush.
The one that says brachot peragdal simibet. The Pnei Shua is on top of the page.
Yeah.
Right. I see.
Okay. Let's see the rush. The rush starts at like Tosfos, but he's going to quote Chachmei Provence. Nireshim shachach v'loot pel yav yav mincha b'rosh chodesh. Let's say you forgot yav yav mincha. Lo yid pel b'motzi rosh chodesh shtayim. Why should you do a tashlumin? You're not going to mention Rosh Chodesh anyway. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Okay, this sounds just like day one in Tosfos. It is absolutely pointless. There's no gain to saying another Amidah lacking. However, skip down to Chachmei Provence, and this is going to make Yehuda very happy. Five lines from the bottom. The Chachmei Provence, what did the sages of Provence in southern France say? Hayah Omrim, here Yehuda, this is just for you. Since you weren't Yotze, no, you misunderstood. Someone who says a regular mincha on Rosh Chodesh and leaves out Yalv Yavo, what actually happened? You've got it wrong. What did you say, Tosfos and Rosh, till now? They did a wonderful Amidah, but they're lacking this thing called Yalv Yavo. Says the Chachmei Provence, no. What, if you look at it with halacha guys, what actually happened?
Nothing.
They said nothing. Exactly. V'tzarech l'bel sh'tayim l'erev afal pish eino maskir sh'rosh chodesh osher shabbat. Yefem, what everyone see it? Says Chatz, no, you misunderstood. It's true. But you have to think halachically. If you think practically, it seems funny. I'm saying the same words I said 4 hours ago. What's the benefit? No, but think halachically, right? When I said, I leave a yavu, I didn't daven. So I didn't daven, so I'm missing an amidah. So I need to make up the missing Amidah. Exactly, Yehuda, that's it. You're right, exactly. You see that, Yehuda? It's in the Chachmei Provence. But this goes to a classic Hakira. And I think it will get deeper within 1 second. When we say, I forgot Yav Yavu at Mincha, I have to go back. Okay, well, give me 2 ways to explain why I have to go back. Why do I have to go back when I forget Yav Yavu at Mincha? Either, what would be the 2 ways to formulate it? It should depend on who's writing this psak between Tosos and Chachmei Provence. What do you guys say?
According to Chachmei Provence, you didn't do anything.
Meaning, Yav Yavu integrates into the Amidah. It's like I left out an essential part of... Let's say I chose to just skip the first bracha one day. So I wouldn't be Yotzei the Amidah. So I left out part of the Amidah, so I didn't do it. What's the other way to say why I have to go back? It's not that I didn't do the Amidah. I did it, but I want to say... Meaning, the Amidah is just a convenient place... or not a convenient, is a bad word. It is the forum in which I'm able to say Yav Yavo. So why do we make me go back? Because we want me to say... Yav Yavo. It's not that the Yav Yavo integrated into the Amidah and became part and parcel of the Amidah, and therefore if I leave it out, I have no Amidah. I have an Amidah. In fact, I in some sense, I've even been Yotzei my Amidah already. But I go back in order to be Yotzei also the component of Yav Yavo. See that what I just said? So if you say it the first way, obviously Chachmei Provence are right. Who cares I said the words already? But at the time I said those words, that wasn't an Amidah. So I did nothing. Now in Motzei Rosh Chodesh, I'm going to say the same words, but now it is an Amidah. So I did something. But if you say it the first way, you come to Tosis' conclusion. No, it was never that became the Amidah. The Amidah is the Amidah. Yav Yavu was just a Tosefet. So I would have gone back in order to add the Tosefet. But what's the point of going back when I can't add the Tosefet anymore, Ben?
No, that's...
You got it? Is that fitting nicely?
According to the Tosafos, then you would not do Tashlumi.
Yes. Yeah. But we've explained what it's really about. It's really about what happens to Yav Yavu. Now, if you could now, I'll show you one great piece of Rejolti. I think you guys will all, everyone should go to Shabbos happy, you see this piece of Rejolti. Okay, see, go to the sheet that has Gemara and Shabbos inside the Fishless Habits. And he has an unbelievable diak. Actually, no, you guys are going to get the diak right now. Let me do the diak with you first. The diak's too much fun.
Can we have another clue as to which sheet?
Yeah, sorry. You need the sheet that looks
the
like
side.
There's the one side of the sheet.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't give you the Rambams? Could it be? I didn't give you the Rambams?
Maybe a Salima one. Jolti. Which ones are about Jolti?
Mishnah Siavitz. Wait. No, right. Oh, yeah, sorry. One more thing. And I think you guys are going to love this Rambam. I would do it inside, but I want you guys to get it first. It'll give you joy. See, also the sheet that has Pnei Yeshua and 2 Rambams on the bottom? Sorry about all these sheets. You guys have that also?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the 2 Rambams. You guys get the diak right away. Think about what word he uses to describe Yav Yavu and what word he uses to describe Al Hanisim. You guys ready? Okay. I'm now on the Rambam. I'm going to interrupt Jolti in a second. You have it there? This sheet, this Rambam.
Okay.
Can you see where I am?
Yes.
Barashi Chadash Mechol Shomoid. What I do in Hashkodesh Shomoid? Mitpal Arvit Shachrit Umincha Chasrei Brachot Kishar Yamim. It's a regular Amidah, right? The 19 blessings. The Omer Bavoda. What do I say in Avodin Ritzei? Elokein Elokei Avoteinu Yav Yavo. Okay. Everyone see his formulation? Okay. Let's go to the next piece. Bechanaka Uv Purim. What do I do in Chanukah and Purim? Mosifin Bohodal Anisim. I add to. You got the diak? It's a nice diak, right? What do you want to say? If I use the phrase Omer Bavoda, what am I trying to say? It's part of the Amidah. The correct bracha of Ritzei on Rosh Chodesh involves Yav Yavo. If I use the phrase Mosifin, what am I trying to say? Al Anisim doesn't become part of the Amidah. Al Nisim remains an extraneous piece. It's a nice piece. We want it, but it doesn't integrate into the Amidah. This is where Rav Jolti's diak. The Rabban purposely switches terms. Omer Bavoda Yav Yavo Mosifin Bahoda Al Nisim. Okay, now let us go to the Rav Jolti sheet and we'll see how he says it just beautifully. Okay, let's just see the Gemara and Shabbos because that's the one piece of setup we knew. And we'll go to the Mishnah Sevitz. Okay, here we go. What does it say in Shabbat of Chav Dalet? The Tani Rav Oshaya, Yamim Sheyesh Ben Karban Musaf. If there's a day that you bring a karban, what are days like that? Could go to Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Shemoreid. Then here's the law. Arvid V'Shachrit U'Mincha Mitbal Shemuna Esrei. I do the regular Amidah. V'Omer Me'ein Hama'ora Bavoda. That's a good phrase to know. You guys know that phrase? Me'ein Hama'ora? What does it sound like? Me'ein Hama'ora?
Mention the event.
Mention the event, right? Niruah, very good. So I mention the event of the day in Avodah. V'Mlo Amar, and let's say I leave it out. Machzir Noto. But we make you go back. You leave out Yav Yavo on Chol HaMoed or on Rosh Chodesh, we let you make you go back. Again, with the exception of Marv and Rosh Chodesh. Ve'ein ben Kedusha al HaKos. But there's no Kiddush. No Kiddush in those days. Ve'yesh ben Haskabah Berkan Mazon. They are mentioned in benching. Now, this is all contrasted to the following. Yamim she'ein ben karban musaf. What about days when there is no karban musaf? Kigon she'ini v'chamishi, like a Monday or a Thursday, v'tani r'mamidot, or a fast day, or a mamadot. Mamadot were the days when Am Yisrael had a rotation in terms of going to the Beit HaMikdash. They went to the Sanah, participate in the Avodim, they didn't really do it. So they would read Torah and have special days. It's called mamadot. So the Gemara says, what? She'ini v'chamishi are not special days b'chlal. She'ini v'chamishi maya v'detayu. What are Monday and Thursday doing in this list at all? El she'ini v'chamishi v'she'ini shel taniyot mamadot. No, not stam Monday and Thursday. Monday and Thursday of the taniyot or mamadot. What happens in those days? Arvit v'shachar u'mincha mitbal shemun esrei v'omer me'in hama'or b'shemer tefila. We also say me'in hama'or. We say aneinu, let's say ane tani. V'im lo amar, but if you didn't say it, ein machzir noto. We don't make you go back. V'ein ben kdusha l'kos, v'ein ben haskar b'ekar mazon. Now, what does this Gemara say? Somehow, barometer of which kind of day it is, what's the criteria in this Gemara? How does it start? There's one category of days that have a carbon musaf and those that don't. Everyone see that? If you have a on both days you say me'ein hamora, but somehow when you have a carbon musaf, it goes together with machzir noto. When you don't have a carbon musaf, it goes together with ein machzir noto. Okay, now let us go to Rav Sholti. Again, Rav Sholti was the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim. Very, very fine Talmud Chacham. Okay. Some of you are Rebbeim, if they've lived in Israel since the 60s, might have known him. Okay. Vasher Nero Lomar Bezeh. We should say as follows. D'yesh l'stapek b'ikar tefillat yav l'yava b'rosh chodesh v'chol ha'moed. We have a suffix about yav l'yava, how it works. Exactly what we said before, guys. Im yishem tefillah b'fnei atzma. What's one possibility? What's yav l'yava? Tefillah b'fnei atzma. It's a...
It's
only individual prayer. Rak shetik l'ma tefillahs above the... Except... Avodah, I apologize for the word. It's like a storage place. Where's a convenient place to work it in? Avodah. Oh, shumi seder tefillat yudches b'rosh chodesh chol moed. What's the other possibility? It's not just, oh, that's a good place to put this tefillah we're looking for a place for, but it is the Amidah. V'lechore b'yesod davarzeh pligi Rabbein Yehuda v'arif v'arash v'nisqeo. That's the whole machlokas. The Rabbein Yehuda, this is the people we just saw, right? The Rishonim we just saw. The Rabbein Yehuda sover the tefillas yavo hilo mi seder tefillah yudchet. What does he say? Why did Yehuda say there's no point to tashlumen? Sorry, I just read it wrong. He lo mi seder tefillah yudchet. That's what I should have said. I had put the wrong emphasis. Right. Because it's not part of the Amidah. El he sham tefillah b'fnei, shame tefillah b'fnei atzma. Rak shetiknu lomar tefillah zu b'avodah. Wait, so if it's not really part of the Amidah, see, you guys all know the answer to this. If it's not really part of the Amidah, why would we make you go back if it's still Rosh Chodesh? If it's not really part of the Amidah? Exactly, Nate, because we want you to say Yav Yavo. Exactly. So, Vahadim Lo Mamachzirato, Zel Lo Mishum Shehari Zek Ilu Lo Pel Tfirchet. It's not because you didn't daven. One second, Yehuda. Exactly as Nate said beautifully. El Shecho Zem Mishum Tilas Yav Yavo Atzma. Again, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, I forgot Yav Yavo. You say to me, go back, Rabbi. I say, why? You say, no, you did the Amidah. But we want you to say Yav Yavo, therefore you should go back. Right? That's the assumption of this pshat, right? But the way to say it is to say it in the Avodah. But notice, it's a very fascinating point. We're making you say the Amidah, not really for the Amidah. You're saying the Amidah again, really, just as a means of enabling yourself to sneak in. Yav Yavo, Yehuda, what do you want to say?
But then, if you're saying that it's not part of Shimon Esrei, but we still make you go back because we want you to mention the event, the one that we don't make you go back.
Interesting. Look, I think you'd have to say that's clever. I think you'd have to say in those cases it's not just that it's not part of the Amidah; it's that it's not as important. I mean, it's deeper, you're right. You just make a sharp point. I mean, let's say the fact that you go back for Yav Yavo, you don't go back for Aneinu. So you could have said that's because Yav Yavo integrates into the Amidah, and Aneinu, and Al Nisim for that matter, right? You don't have to go back to Al Nisim either, does not integrate into. I mean, that's a nice part, Yehuda. You think that would be very sharp. According to the other Pshat, you have to say differently, though. You're right, that's very sharp. Can we finish the sentence? You'd have to say neither of them integrate into the Amidah, but we still care more about the missing Yav Yavo than we care about the missing. Al Nisim and Anis. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. But you see from the Gemara and Shabbos that Gemara puts all these together.
Okay, so we're going to see in a second. He's going to head in that direction. Oh. Okay? Okay, now skip to the next paragraph. Ulam harif arash saveh. What about the riff? Did tefilas yav yavo hi misider tefilas yurches. There it is. It's the Amidah. That's the Amidah. Brosh chodesh chol moed. V'mlo espal tefilas yav yavo. Beautiful. And if I leave a yavel, what's it really? What's it like? I did. I stopped, skipped around the Amidah. How could I be yotze? I'm not saying the third bracha today. That's not the Amidah. Shukalo et bal klal tzvedichet. As you said, very beautiful, Yehuda. It's not that I did yavel shmones, but I lacked yavel. I didn't daven. Ukamosha kasev chachmi pervan tzniskal el. And Chachmi Pervan say it exactly. And therefore I have to daven twice at night. Now, what about Yehuda's point about the Gemara in Shabbos? So skip to the left-hand column now. What does it mean? What's the significance of it has a karb musaf? This is a separate piece, by the way, but I'm combining the two because I think it goes together. What does the musaf really... The musaf's not like this magic symbol. What does the musaf show? Why would there be a musaf? Musaf reflects kedushat hayom. When there's kedushat hayom, you bring a musaf. When there's no kedushat hayom, you don't bring a musaf. Ah, k'on rosh chodesh v'chol hamoed sheish ben kar musaf. Mishum shal yom rosh chodesh yesh chalut. Right, it takes effect. Kedushat rosh chodesh. V'chol hamoed yesh chalut kedushat mikra kodesh. K'mosh kasa ram peg zayim lechzen demel chalaf. V'kedushas hayom nechayev kar musaf. Again, what's the real significance of musaf? Musaf is a barometer of kedushat hayom. You'll be happy now. What does he want to argue? Since there's Kedusha Yom, therefore, what changes the result? When there's Kedusha Yom? Gam Seder Atfila Shal Yom Sheish Bechalut Kedusha Hu Shoneh Mi Seder Atfila. Meaning, therefore, the Amidah changes. Now, this is very interesting because it's not the way we experience life, guys. If I ask the average Jew on the street what has more Kedusha, I don't know, Purim or Rosh Chodesh, I think the average Jew on the street is going to vote for Purim. But again, if you're a little more knowledgeable, think halachically, there's a lot of truth to what Rosh Chodesh is saying. Rosh Chodesh Cholmed has Kedusha Yom. There are Torah days recognized by the Torah where you bring a karban musaf. Purim and Chanukah, obviously, I'm not trying to downplay their significance at all. I love those days. But they are not days with Kedusha. You can even argue that the Rabbanan can't create real... That's a whole separate argument. But maybe Kedusha Yom is only the Torah can create. The Rabban can make days, we should keep mitzvos. But maybe they can't create Kedusha Yom. So now it fits in beautifully. Okay, again, this is the only like Chachmei Pervan, not like the other Shita. What happens to the Amidah? If it's a day with Kedusha Yom, that Kedusha Yom is manifest even in the Amidah. So Yav Yavo integrates into the Amidah. If I left out the Yav Yavo, turns out I didn't daven on Rosh Chodesh. But on Chanukah and on Tanis, without Kedusha Yom, so the Al Nisim Nianenu, they don't make any impact on my Amidah. Therefore, why in the world should I go back? Right, they're not part and parcel of the Amidah. Again, so no one's confused, this is only one side of the Chakir he said in the right-hand column. Right, in the right-hand column, he's saying the Chakir about Yav Yavo itself. On the left-hand column, he's arguing one side. Since, what's the Gemara in Shabbos saying? Since there's Musaf, there's Kedusha Yom. Since there's Kedusha Yom, it becomes part and parcel of the Amidah. Okay, and then the last paragraph, we're not going to read inside because we did already, he makes the diak we saw before. He said, that's why the Rambam says, Yav Yavo, Omer Bavoda, because the Kedusha Yom makes it part of the Amidah. When it comes to Al Nisim, he says, what's the word again? When it comes to Al Nisim, says the Rambam, Mosifin. Chanukah does not have Kedusha Yom. Al Nisim does not integrate into the Amidah. The Amidah is only a framework within which one can say, Al Nisim. Everyone got the part? I thought it was a very nice piece here in Rav Zolti. We're all good? Just to get to make sure everyone's not confused, the left-hand side is arguing one side of the Chakir and the right-hand side. Everyone see that? The left-hand side is arguing that since it has Musaf, it has Kedusha Yom, therefore it becomes part of the Amidah. The right-hand side was saying, I think very logically, that is precisely the debate between Bali Atosros and the Rif. Bali Atosros would say, it's just an addition. If it's just an addition, and I'm only going to go back to fill in that addition, it is absolutely pointless to say a Tashlumin. Absolutely pointless. If, however, we say it becomes part of the Amidah and I miss the Amidah, so even though I'm saying the same words, it's not pointless at all. I had a zero, and now I'm going to have an Amidah. Yeah, Daniel.
Just wondering why he didn't bring the answer in the same place he went into the debate.
Oh, this has to do with the broader context of both pieces. So let's, okay, do I have time to sneak in one more thing? Okay, guys, we'll see just one nice reply. Is that okay? Okay, let's go to the Grach al-Shas, the Grach stencil. A big brisker day here in Jir. This is a great, great piece. It's a three-liner. It's going to be the easiest Grach you'll ever see, guys. Enjoy it now. Okay. Hine. Okay, good, the Grach stencil. This was not written by Rechaim Slavich, it was written by his Talmidim.
Okay, so...
Okay, it's the one that has Tzlach on it. It looks like this, Yossi.
This one?
Yes.
Right.
Way to go. Hine, b'shachach l'spal b'motzei Shabbos l'spal l'machar shnayim. Yeah, I forgot that Motzei Shabbos, and I'll daven a tashlum the next day. Be'ezu yavdil. Which one will I say? I'm telling you. You have to realize what they guys said, which really the Talmidim should have written this, which is this case could only come up under one condition. And you guys realize that. What's the one condition? When will this case come up? Let's say I forgot Marv on Motzei Shabbos, and now I want to daven Shachris twice on Sunday morning. So he's saying, when should I say a tachan atano? Now, normally this case should not come up. Let's think about the following, guys. What happens if I forgot a tachan atano and Marv on Motzei Shabbos? What do we tell me? What do we tell me? Should I say
Abdullah? We also didn't say Abdullah.
We tell you, very good. You're right, you got it. We don't tell me to go back. We say to me, Abdullah Coast is sufficient. So if you said Abdullah on a coast, I believe this case does not come up at all. But where's the Gemara says it, right? You already said Abdullah Coast. But what if you didn't say Abdullah? Because I you know what? I'm starting to wonder now if they would argue otherwise. I can't think you could argue otherwise. Unless they argue, that's the only case when I said Demi Deb but forgot it. I don't think so. Right, I'm not, maybe I'm not sure about that. Do you think they could argue, the Rav Chaim could argue that the snap sock I said is only when I left
even
out
if
of Tachan
already
Tano.
Said Havdala
but I said Namida. Yeah. You do say Tachan Tano Namida afterward. If you...
Really?
I'm pretty sure. So maybe I'm wrong. You know what? I'm changing my mind. Maybe that din is only if I already said Namida. We don't make me go back because I said Namida already. But if I didn't say Namida, I'm pretty sure you're right, Nate. That's, you just proved my point. Very good. I'm pretty sure that if I said Havdala Kos before Mariv, that I do say a tachan atano in, so maybe this case works out. Forget what I just said. I take it all back. That's good. No, I'm glad to correct this mistake. I think actually what Chaim would say as follows: if I said the Amidah already, he would say, "Oh, you said Amidah, let it be." You're about to say Abdullah Kos, but I didn't say the Amidah at all. So even though I did say Abdullah Kos, now I should say a tachan atano. But now Chaim wants to know which one should I say it in. Okay, I haven't got it. Which Sunday morning Amidah should I say tachan atano in? So what would be the normal reaction before Chaim? What would people say? Well, we know very well how it works. Right, we know very well works that the first Amidah I say is the Amidah of the time period,
right.
And the second Amidah I say is Teshlumin. So clearly, I should put a Tachan Atano into second one, right? That's what everyone would say. Not Reb Chaim. Amar Grachzal, the after Tefillah Shnia Asiyah Teshlumin. We know the second Tefillah is the one that's mentioned meant to be Teshlumin. Mikomakam Tzarech Lama Havdala Brishona. What a great brisk of work. Mishum didin havdala eno seder betfilah arvich al motzei Shabbos kim du din betfilah rishona shel chol. What does he say? You've got it all wrong. You think atachon atano is inherently linked with mariv and motzei Shabbos. Atachon atano is not linked in mariv motzei Shabbos. What's the real idea? When should atachon atano be said? What's the precise formulation? Atachon atano is meant to be said in the first Chol Amidah that comes my way. It's so illogical. What, there's no magic to Mariv. It's, I'm starting the world of Chol. That's the time to say Chol and Havdalah go together. So why is it that I always say it in Mariv and Motzei Shabbos? It's very simple. Mariv and Motzei Shabbos is normally the first Chol Amidah that shows up, right? It's like, imagine, I say it in a silly way, imagine it's like a race between Mariv and Shachris for who's going to be the first Chol Amidah. That happens to be every week of your life, Mariv wins. And therefore Mariv gets Atachon Atano. But if you could actually generate a case where Shachris wins the race, as it were, right, by leaving out, by forgetting to say the Amidah at Motzei Shabbos, so lo and behold, oh, look, what's the first Chol Amidah of the week? Shachris! So Atachon Atano belongs there. So Reb Chaim says, great, right, you missed and made a mistake. It's true. I'm going to dive into Amidahs. The first one's going to be Shachris. The second one's going to be last night's Mariv. But Atachon Atano should be said in the first one, because it's not linked with Mariv per se. It's linked with Chol Amidah, and therefore belongs in the first one. I thought that was a great point. Yes, yes.
I'm going to say something, but I don't think it's that relevant.
You could say it.
No, I don't think it's. I think
okay. You know what you want to say?
I wanted to say was that, but Noah Tashlumin, even though it's making up for what you just said, I mean, for the previous davening, you never say, like you're never going to say like a Shabbat Shemona Esrei for like the exact like this Shabbat Brachot for
okay.
So therefore, it's
about
default.
Okay, you're asking a very good question. I think the answer is as follows: in normal scenarios, I can't do it anymore because like it's too late. Meaning, if it's Motzei Shabbos, I can't simply say Shabbos. If it's Friday night, I can't say Chol. But I think here, Atachon Atano in theory is something that could be said Sunday morning. Right. So this is a case where it's not like I've moved to another time period, and therefore, like the old formulation is out. And therefore, in theory, I could disagree with Reb Chaim. I'd say I can put the formulation in. Let me put it into the second Amidah, seeing as how that is the meaning your question is a good question. Saying, in, just to clarify you at this point, in most cases of Tashlumin, there's no difference between the text of the first Amidah. Meaning, it's not even a relevant question. It's quite fascinating. My students at Lindemann were bothered by this because they said to me, why are we mocked by saying which one's the Ikon and which one's the Tashlumin? Right? They're the same words anyway. And then your Kavanah case comes up. But in fact, the only case where it even comes up, which one is which, is that Tachanatanu scenario, if you think about it.
Right.
But in other scenarios, does it really come up? In terms of the words, I'm sorry. Not in terms of the Kavanah. Kavanah could come up in any case. Yeah, you go ahead.
No, I was just saying that Shavua says that the only time you would not count is if you had Gilui Da'at
Mesener. I understand, but I think the Tachanatanu is a different case because, again, normally like it's totally not Shaykh to say the old words. Here, the old words are still Shaykh. I mean, it makes sense, but as Rechaim points out, it's not really a din in Ma'ariv. It's a din in Tefillah Shel Chol. And therefore, you would say it in the first one, even though the second one is the Tashlum. All right, guys, we'll stop here. So for now, you guys still have more stuff to do on the sheets, right, for the rest of today?
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I tell you what, so I'm not going to give you anything new. If anyone's finished, they can go on in the fourth parak. We're not going to the seventh parak yet. I have to decide what we're doing next week. We might, if you guys are okay, we might stay in the fourth parak a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.